This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new book cautions that American military bases around the world, meant to secure the U.S. position, actually threaten it. We'll have a conversation with the author. First, though, Iran is in the midst of what some are calling its worst political crisis in years. In an ongoing dispute between reformists and religious hardliners, most of the country's 6 vice presidents and 24 ministers, all reformists, most of them have resigned. They say that religious conservatives on the country's powerful Guardian Council are trying to skew parliamentary elections scheduled for next month by excluding the reformist candidates. Joining us to talk about these developments is Shireen Hunter. She's an expert on Iran and director of the Islam Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Ms. Hunter, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
And remind us, would you, what this Guardian Council is and what it's done that's led to this present crisis?
Well, the Guardian Council is an organ that is supposed to make sure that all the legislation that passes by the Iranian parliament is actually corresponds or at least does not contradict Islamic principles. And in the process, also, they have arrogated other prerogatives, among which is to sort of decide whether various individuals qualify in terms of their commitment to Islam and to the Islamic Republic to run in elections.
So you have these conservative figures appointed to this council, and they have to okay anyone who wants to run for parliament, or they say they do anyway.
That's right. But the problem is, it really what we are seeing happening is that the conflict that exists in what I call this double-headed government of Iran. On the one hand, you have a sort of a republican system, you know, with parliament and president and so forth. And this is supposed to be based on the will of the people, right? On the other hand, you have a kind of basically religiously structured hierarchy, including the supreme leader and guardian council and various other councils. And I think that increasingly people have been challenging, particularly, you know, in the last sort of 10 years or so, this unelected elements. And now we are seeing this coming more or less to a head. And in a way, it is a tension that is inherent in this dual character of the system.
How does it help the reformist position to have all these senior officials resign their jobs?
I think that, you know, what it really is signifying is that, look, if you really abuse your powers, I mean the Guardian Council, and ignore the will of the people, and if you want a confrontation, then, you know, we are ready for it. And I think that in a way it puts the onus on the conservatives to see whether they are willing to sort of push this crisis to a point where it might actually go beyond just this sort of verbal and political positioning, and maybe, you know, create civil strife and so on. And in that sense, I think that it is a sort of device to put more pressure on the conservatives.
Well, that's exactly the question, isn't it? You mentioned civil strife. Where does the Iranian public stand on all this?
Well, the Iranian public, obviously, they would like to see the reformists win. But my feeling is that if the kind of shenanigans of the Guardian Council and so on continues, and the people increasingly become disenchanted with this, you know, the kind of evolution of the democratic system and gradually eliminating the clerical dimensions of the government, then two things could happen. Either at the moment, there is a sort of a disinterestedness and passivity, which obviously will make any result of any kind of election sort of insignificant. Or they might just say that, you know, enough is enough, and then take this sort of political posturing and competition, you know, to the streets. And that obviously is something most people would like to avoid, but it's something that cannot be ruled out.
Shireen Hunter, director of the Islam Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure.